Tonight, I want to tell you a Seamus story shared by Peter Rollins as a way of thinking about you, God, and what religion might offer us as we think about our ritual tonight of ashes on this Wednesday. So Seamus is a man who loses his job, and Seamus is running out of money. He doesn't have very much money to begin with. He's a very pious man. He's a very religious man. And so he would pray, and he prayed one night. He said, God, I've lost my job. I'm worried about paying the rent. What should I do? And sure enough, he hears a voice from heaven. It's God. And God says, Seamus, sell everything you have. Get the money together. Fly to Vegas. Okay, so he's a very pious man. He hears the voice, and he does it. He gets to Vegas. He gets off the plane, and he looks up to heaven, and he says, what should I do now? And as clear as day, God speaks and said, Seamus, go to the first casino. Sit down and play some Texas Hold'em. Play some poker. So he does. He goes into the casino. He sits down, and he gets dealt seven, two off. He's about to fold. And he hears a voice from God saying, don't fold, Seamus. Go all in. He said, go all in, go all in. Seamus is a pious man. He says, absolutely. So he puts all his money in. The flop comes, another seven, another two, but a few people go in after him. A couple of people have a pair of aces, a pair of queens, but then the turn comes, another two in the river, seven, he's got a full house. He wins. I can't believe it. Oh my goodness. Then he hears a voice from heaven saying, now Seamus, take all that money and go to blackjack. Play one hand of blackjack. So he goes over to the blackjack table. He sits down. He puts all his money in. He gets dealt 12. He's like, well, what should I do? He thinks about it for a second. He's about to stick. He hears God say, no, no, go in, hit. So he hits. So he's on, 12? He gets six. So now he's on 18. He's brilliant. He's going to stick. But he hears God say, no, hit again. He's like, no, I'm on 18. But pious man, right? So he hits. He gets an ace. 19. Again, he's about to stick. He hears the voice from God again saying, Seamus, hit. Hit? Hit again? What? But I'm on 19. He gets a 2. 21. He wins. Blackjack. He gets all the money. He can't believe it. Now at this stage, there is a whole pile of people around him watching this guy. And he's like, well, what am I going to do now? And so he hears the voice of God again. Seamus, go to the roulette table. Put all the money on 7. Pious man. So he goes. He puts all of the money in. He goes quietly. And the ball starts to roll, and the ball rolls, and the ball rolls, and rolls, and rolls, and it bounces, and it does that dramatic bouncing thing, and sure enough, it hits the 7. Everyone cheers. He looks up to heaven, and he says, I don't believe it. He hears the voice of God one more time, and God says, I don't believe it either. You're the luckiest dude I've ever seen. So religions, most of them, kind of all work in this way. There's a separation that you must overcome, that you must get through, or see as not real, that keeps you from getting to the absolute, from getting to God. You lack something. You need a way to be saved. You need to find enlightenment. You need to follow the way of the master. Oftentimes, Christianity gets painted in this same way. Sometimes it gets reduced down to it's a simple prayer that you must pray and then you will ascend to heaven after your death. Or maybe it's a baptism, a sacrament that you need. Maybe it's a certain amount of money, even, that you need to give to church. There is always you, on the one hand, without God, feeling alone like you need something, and then there is God on the other side waiting for you to cross that bridge. But what if that's not at all what Jesus came here to do? What if God flipped the whole picture upside down that religion keeps painting for us? What if there isn't really a separation in this kind of a way? Another Pete Rollins story here to explain. It's a story of a guy who is ragged and depressed and alone. And he goes into this cathedral by himself, and he's just weeping, and he prays to God. He says, God, I want to be one with you. I want to feel that closeness, but all I feel is alienation, despair, and just loneliness. And then he hears the voice of God say, Ah, my child, then you are one with me. Maybe that's the point of our ashes tonight. This reminder that we are dust, that we will taste death. And so does God. Jesus himself speaks these words, right? The words that we remember. My God, why have you forsaken me? As he died. Pete comments and offers that that's what I think that this story is about with Seamus. As Seamus is looking for a God who knows everything. But in that parable, God says, I don't know either. There's something beautiful in that image. Perhaps what we need more of isn't solutions to problems, but it's just to simply come here and to sit and be still and silent and aware that we might feel the same weight of death and despair and feeling alone. I like to think that that's actually the beauty in religion, especially Christianity, is that instead of the world that keeps on barking at us with all of these made-up problems and then, of course, selling us a solution to them, that Christ invites us always into the exact opposite of what we would expect. The moves deeper into Christianity are almost always counterintuitive. They fly in the face of what everyone will tell you is smart and logical. Jesus says, you want more life? Then you need some death. Why don't you get together and rub ashes on your foreheads? You want more freedom? Then become a slave to everyone, to love itself. You want to be rich? Why don't you give away all of your money to the poor? You want to stop feeling alone, sad, and without hope? Sit by yourself in the wilderness for 40 days and give up everything comfortable. Even this passage that I read a few minutes ago from Luke tonight, you want to throw a great party for your loved ones and feel like a big connected family? Well, do it and none of them will show up. Not a single one. They will all bail on you. Instead, go out and invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, people that you might never come into contact with. As you move deeper into your faith, deeper into this life with Christ, I invite you to take heart and to realize that you are not alone, that you don't have to do this by yourself. You aren't just with people that feel the pain and aloneness. You are with a God. You are with a God that has felt this depth as well. And this is precisely the moment in the time that we find a communion, a bond, a connection with each other. In our ashes, we rise together to a new life, to new promises, to new creation. Grace and peace, my friends. Amen.